Hey, David.
Hey, Chuck. I'm surprised you're here. I thought you were supposed to be on vacation.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. Oh,
One second.
I had my, no, I did it. It was my fault. Now you're here.
Okay.
No, the whole trip to Mexico got canceled. So
what happened?
well, they the end part of the Grateful Dead was playing on the beach in Mexico for a week, and we were going to go down there. And then they had a week prior, and half the people that were working there got COVID, so they had to end up canceling the whole first week. And then the second week they canceled the whole event because everybody was getting, and there's a lot of people still down there. They can't come back because they got COVID and they can't get on a plane for America. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, no. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
But you're in San Diego, right? David.
Hello.
Hello, Jackson. Everybody's
hey,
just coming
everybody.
On.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have quorum to start the meeting?
Just checking on that now.
I think it should be. I think it's 5 to meet quorum because I have a couple of excuses.
should probably get started. It's already 3:05. And Paul's here, so I'll facilitate this meeting. all right, everyone, so welcome to the first HIV Community Planning Council Affairs Committee meeting, January 11th. Really quickly, let's go and do a quick introduction. So I'll go down the list that I have here on my screen. Let's start with Kevin.
Hello, I'm Kevin Hatchcroft with HIV Health Services.
All right, next I have Jackson.
Hi, I'm Jackson Bowman, council member.
Fantastic, thanks. Chuck.
Chuck Adams, one of the co-chairs for the committee.
All right, Paul.
Paul Harkin, community member.
All right, next I have Matt.
Matt Geltmaker, council member.
And then finally, last but not least, I have Ng.
Hi, Nali with Marin County, council member.
Okay, great. Let's see, who else am I missing? All right, now we have staff. Kira.
Hi, everyone. Kira, council staff.
All right, and then David.
David Jordan, council staff.
All right, welcome, everyone. So really quickly, just to sort of move forward, we to review and approve the draft agenda we have before us. I think we should have quorum. So without, if there's any changes or additions or subtractions, let's go ahead and just approve these by consensus. All right, so I see nothing here. Great. Approved by consensus. So next we have the draft minutes from the November 9th meeting. So this is the meeting, the last meeting we actually had before we broke for December. Can you put those meeting minutes up, Dave? All right, awesome, thanks. So really quick review of the minutes, really short meeting. I think we went through mostly just the meeting presentation schedule for this year. These are all the folks that were present. If there's no changes or additions or any other sort of friendly amendments, I'd like to approve those meeting minutes by consensus as well. All right, thank you, fantastic. Thanks, guys. All right, so next we have announcements. Are there any announcements from members from today's meeting? All right, I guess none. So great, fantastic, and I don't think there's any public comment. So just really quickly, today's meeting is gonna be very, very short. So it's gonna be just basically a conversation about the work plan and sort of a voting for election co-chairs. Mark did want to have, I think our presentations for the full council meeting at the end of the month is going to be very short. And so at the end of this meeting, I think we want to have a sort of like a brainstorm session of what else we could do, something where we don't invite outside people from the council to do a presentation, just because it's too last minute to have that request for like in 2 weeks. So we'll schedule that for later on in the meeting, just to let you all know that we're going to have that quick conversation as well to go along with the work plan. So next we have the co-chair election for this Council Affairs Committee. Is there anything we should know about that, Dave, before we proceed?
No, it can just go as people can nominate whoever. You can nominate yourself, and we'll do a quick show of hands election. Ideally, we'll have people who step forward. Sorry, I'm feeling a little under the weather. My voice is a little scratchy.
No worries. Any nominations for co-chair of this committee?
Well, I'll nominate myself if nobody else wants to.
I second your self-nomination.
If you need there you go.
I guess I'll nominate myself again.
I second your nomination.
Thank you, Paul. It's a small committee, so I mean, I'm like, it's fine.
Well, while Jack is gone, you guys could just quickly nominate him and elect him and be a real surprise.
Oh, Jackson. What should we do next? Should we wait or should we move forward voting?
Go ahead and vote.
I think we know how long Jack is going to be gone. So if there's no further nominations, which does not seem as there are, you should probably just move on to a vote.
All right.
We can do them. I can handle it since you are one of the nominees, if you're more comfortable.
Yes, please.
Anyone objecting to David Gonzalez as a continuing as co-chair? No? No hands? Great. Motion carries. Anyone objecting to Chuck Adams continuing on as committee co-chair? Paul, was that a hand raise? Or is it no scratch?
Yeah, no scratch.
Okay. All right, no objections. Second motion carries. Chuck and David will continue on as committee co-chairs. Congratulations.
Great.
On your dubious Thank achievement. Thank
you. Thanks, all. All right, really quick. So moving forward, next on the agenda is the 2022 work plan. Do you have that, Dave? I did not get a copy of that.
I did. Also, Matt had his hand up. Did you? It was an accidental inadvertent.
That was
hand.
Supposed to be a clap. Sorry. Like a frozen clap. I don't know. Zoom doesn't like me.
What do we do next?
Here's the work plan.
Oh, perfect. All right. So. Do you know what was supposed to be happening on the January 1 that did not happen?
Needs assessment was probably the thing that was up in the air.
Right.
We have it here in March, potentially. I think it was a potential, like, if we can put it together for January, which seemed super unlikely. But yeah. I don't remember off the top of my head. Maybe it's in the minutes. Maybe that's a couple months ago minutes. But I do not know what was supposed to be there. Feels like, if I remember correctly, there was the intention was there'd be some sort of with the year in review. Those small groups would potentially be some sort of temperature taking and or state of the union kind of conversations in small groups, and then maybe a conversation about the conversations in small groups, if I remember correctly. But I think it is really up to you guys to determine what that looks like.
And really quick, Dave, I think it was the needs assessment and the COLA report, we won't really be hearing about the COLA because there wasn't enough sort of people to be interviewed for that, correct?
So community engagement met last week, and there was actually some interesting ideas thrown out there around how to move forward with that, because honestly, what we're seeing is, frankly, a lot of COVID exhaustion around this engagement, and the service providers who we often rely upon to help recruit have been had other higher priorities, reasonably. And it was sort of thrown out there that we have some ideas around COLA targets that are potentially doable. And we actually have something, we have our previous COLA target, which is folks who had accessed transitional sort of temporary COVID-related housing during quarantine. And we actually had, just before the break, had some breakthroughs with some folks who might be able to help us out recruiting around that. So we may be able to put something together for that for March, but it was kind of the needs assessment target, without belaboring the whole thing, was HIV positive people who have experienced accessing health remotely, accessing services remotely, specifically telehealth, mental health related services during the last 2 years, essentially. And it was, I don't remember who brought it up, but it was sort of noted that a significant percentage of the council is actually HIV positive folks who likely had to access some sort of remote health. And it was sort of posited that maybe we just use a portion of a full council meeting to have that conversation there and have folks fill out that survey. We also have generally do a service provider survey that parallels that. And that could maybe cover the rest of the council members, most of whom are service providers. That was just an idea. I think we need to sort of fully flesh that out and maybe discuss it with steering, because clearly that it has some greater ramifications for the status quo and how we run meetings and how we approach our membership as members of the community, which they fully are, all of them, even the people who are HIV negative. And so I think that's still up in the air. Unfortunately, I think January would be an amazing time to fit it in, because we actually have the time. But maybe instead we try that in March.
Okay, well, that's good. Any ideas in terms from anybody here present at the meeting about what we could do for that that time slot? I think since Kevin's on the call, Kevin, is there anything, any kind of sort of like larger, grander update we can get from the health department, from HHS, or maybe something, some kind of sort of like also report or summary about something else, some other projects happened that we can inform the council about?
For January?
Yeah, for January.
So we're sort of looking to fill time with valuable information. So I had a very brief presentation that's sort of ready to go. It needs to be updated, but it was on the quality management trainings that we do that typically cover things like burnout, de-escalation, some of the social justice trainings that Natalie Thorson has done. I could give you an update, because that's really a dual project, the QM trainings. The Planning Council and the Health Department together coordinate those or strategize those. I could do that. Other things, I have to give it some thought, David, but I know that that's pretty much ready to go whenever. How much time are we talking about? Maybe an hour or something like that?
Let me check. I think we got a... Do we have them? I don't even have the draft for the meeting at y'all at all. Do you know, Dave?
I don't know that Mark has put together a draft agenda for full council. I think that he was potentially waiting to hear back feedback from this group around that. I know that usually the full council agenda is approved here. But because it's a bit up in the air, I think maybe he was looking for some guidance. But that said, I don't think anyone's feelings would be hurt if we had a slightly shorter meeting than usual, given the new year and given everything that's going on right now. Potentially people could use taking that time back if we don't have anything pressing to put in its place. But that said, we could make that small group situation, and this is maybe something that can be hashed out with steering and the co-chairs. We could make that small group, a couple sort of shifted small groups, start, you know, do a shuffle halfway through and then do a report back if possible, and make that more robust than we usually have time for. In which case, I'm guessing year in review, we're looking at 20 minutes. We can maybe allot 45 minutes to an hour for small groups and conversation, which would give us, you know, another, what are we running, 2.5 hours for meetings these days? So right. Depending on what that small group situation is, we could put in either a half an hour or 45 minute presentation if you have something, Kevin.
I would just.
But I'm just spitballing.
No. So
yes, Matt.
Just a little input, and maybe I'm just completely exhausted and worn out, but just trying to fill time and adding extra small groups actually makes me want to run. So, because no, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I want to ask you all, since you all are the bulk of the meeting, what do you all think? Cause you know, we can sit here and plan all this stuff out, but I mean, it's what's going to keep your attention. Also, your willingness to participate.
I just question, you know, rotating, basically it sounds like rotating small groups. I don't think that's really going to give any added value. I mean, because if you're already in a small group and then you just change to a different small group, I'm not sure how that's going to change, because it would be better to have the discussion in a larger group that comes out of the smaller groups, because you're going to be sharing the same stuff. So it just feels like it's adding stuff just for the sake of adding. So, and I know that I am like beyond worn out COVID wise and everything. So I know that I just probably maybe have a low tolerance right now, and I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Can I get clarification on how long our meetings are? Because the calendar of invitations says 4 to 6, 2 hours, or is it longer than that?
It's 4 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I apologize. I haven't even asked you all how the sort of Omicron variant, the upsurge, has really affected all of your sort of like workloads right now. Because I know everybody has had sort of like folks, if they're not taking care of themselves, they're taking care of family members, and it's just been, you know, I know things have been really stressed for a lot of people. So I apologize. I haven't even asked you all like whether really, you know. We can't, even if you want to have that conversation, which is a burnout in itself of having more sort of like COVID conversations, but also like, how are we managing in terms of service provision as a city and county entities across the board? Like, how are we handling the stress of that and burden, and making sure that the quality of care has not, you know, been reduced for a lot of our participants? Any other ideas about that in terms of sort of like, so what I'm hearing from Matt is to keep sort of the original idea for the small group breakout sort of like small. But I think the other question is, should we go ahead forward and ask Kevin and his team to do that presentation on the CQI sort of workshops and trainings, which could be somewhere from between 45 minutes or 30 minutes, which would be fair amount of time.
To answer your previous question, in Marin County, a lot of our team has been redirected to COVID response. I was the only staff person that was focusing on our HIV STD work, but even last week I was processing you know, positive lab reports for more than half of my time, just because they really needed folks. And to echo what Matt said, folks are burnt out. We're having a lot of staff turnover rate and just folks needing a break. So that's just on our front on the county. And I don't know if service providers are feeling that as well, especially the ones running clinics. I think, yeah. So just if it's not necessary, then maybe folks can take some of that time back.
So in San Mateo, I mean, it's been since January of 2020, that's just been not fun. But so right now we're experiencing in our Edison clinic, which is our main HIV, our only HIV clinic. I have one nurse who's out positive. I have an MSA who's out positive. I have my social work supervisor out positive. And so I'm just down staff. And we're having to go back to telehealth at this point. And, you know, we're having to change our STD clinic. And then I have all my other programs that I have under that have tons of staff who are out either as close contacts or have tested positive. So it's just dealing with staff shortages, which we luckily didn't have to deal with with Delta and the other early on, but Omicron has really, the good thing is that people aren't as sick, but it's just really impacting the system of care and just the whole system, not just within HIV, because I also have right now mobile, we have a manager out, so I have two extra clinics under me right now. And so it's impacting other clinics, our mobile clinic, our street field medicine. So I think right now is just even though it's less severe, it's just as stressful, if not a little more, because I think we have the 2 years of it ongoing and staff being impacted greatly. Sorry,
Paula Jackson.
Be a Debbie Downer.
No, I'm curious. I want to know. You know, I think it informs us in terms of like what can we ask of people who participate in these meetings, and whether or not, hey, if it's going to be a short one, I'm down.
And I have to be honest, the state is driving me crazy. Kevin, I don't know if you can speak to this, but you know, we get extra money. We get our Part B dollars through, you know, obviously through the state. We also get, I have a couple different STD grants, and I have a hepatitis C grant, and they're just working from home and doing nothing and navel gazing and calling me all the time about, oh, what's going on with this? And I'm like, are you effing kidding me? It's like, we're barely keeping it moving here, and you're asking me all these questions. Now you're laughing. So I don't know if you're getting a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah, we are, and we're due for a site visit
next
couple of months. And
yeah,
seen the monitoring tool, but it's extensive.
Yeah, the desk audit that they're sending to us.
You're quite right, too. There are clinics here, and I won't name them, but they are literally dealing with 50% of their staff out due to COVID.
Yeah, so it's just been, so I know that I'm burnt beyond belief.
Crisp.
Retirement is looking like so lovely at this point.
All right. Well, thank you all. Thank you, folks.
It's interesting that we have the three, you know, so we have Na and Kevin and myself on here. So we have that experience right now of having to run programs as well as then dealing with the state on, it really is, there are days I just want to say, are you oblivious as to what's going on?
No, I understand. You know, we've gotten the directive to not see patients in person, but we've started seeing all our senior citizens or like our older folks. And I've been seeing all the like monolingual Spanish speaking, like undocumented patients. I'm just like, now it's been a hectic year and a half. We need to start seeing folks in person. It's just, I can't. Yeah. And we've had to have that conversation because my team has been pretty good about it, but that's the point, because we've been taking on everyone else's burden of like, I can't get a response. Things are being delayed. We're like, okay, fine. Like, come in and do some case management stuff and let's get this out of the way, because they don't do, you know, email, online, website.
We had opened up, we were doing in person for several months, and we were back in the swing of things, and everything was going, but now it was just yesterday we had to go back to telehealth visits.
Right. All right, so back to the original question.
Thank you, sorry.
It's a new year. I haven't seen y'all since November. But that's why I'm asking. Hey, how's everybody doing? All right. So original question, should we go ahead and ask Kevin's team to do a small presentation, or should we just keep it the way it is with the year in review, small groups, and just call it a short meeting?
Short meeting sounds good.
Yeah, I cannot say no to a short meeting. Okay. I think it's like the boat looks different than the boat that Matt and other folks might be in, but it's like a pretty similar sinking boat. So I'm like, yeah. I mean, I'm literally working now because I can't even be in this meeting without working. So short meeting would be cool.
Great. Paul, so thumbs up from Paul. All right. So I guess we should have, is that fair then, Dave, to just have that the way that we have the 2021 year in review, small groups, but just keep it the way it was originally planned, not having it to be too expensive and just having it short meeting for that time?
Works for me. As I said at the beginning, I don't think anyone would be upset by having a shorter meeting.
Fantastic.
Definitely not me.
Clearly, that is the case, included. And I won't be upset either. So,
all right. Thank you.
To that end, as far as the sort of topic wise, what those small groups are going to look like, I presume that will be a discussion we have in steering about what we'd like to hear from folks and what the sort of what the things we need to be discussing are. And so if you guys are comfortable with that, we can pass that piece of the puzzle on to steering.
I am. Any objection to that? Yeah, I want to see what the other sort of the temperature of the other committees are like, and then that can sort of then inform steering about what the conversation should be at that meeting. Okay, if there's nothing else to add, I would like to call this meeting ended early, and then we'll see you all again on February 8th. And then when is the full council meeting? I don't even have that on my calendar yet for this year. I don't have any of these meetings on my calendar yet. What day is that? The 24th, January 24th. All right, thank you all, and we'll see you again January 24th, all right?
All right, thanks, David.
Ciao, thanks.